I'm going to talk about the origin of and the fall of the soul, the fall of the jiva. Controversial topic. Srila Prabhupada said that we fell from the spiritual world. He also said that we didn't. That might seem to be contradictory and therefore inherently wrong in itself, but we find that apparent contradiction right there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna bhuli se jivanadi bahimukha taiv maya tari deya shangshara duk. Krishna bhuli means forgetting Krishna. It gives the way the verbal structure is, it gives the idea that, I'm just saying because I happen to know Bengali, it's like this Sanskrit half verb, which we find again and again in Bhagavad Gita, kritva, bhuktva, gatva. Having done that, you do something else. Having eaten that, you do something else. Having enjoyed that, tetam bhuktva swarga lokam vishalam, kshine punye marte lokam vishanti. So here we have, having enjoyed the heavenly delights, they again enter into marte loka. So it's a common verbal form which we don't have in English. Krishna bhuli. It gives the idea that we did know Krishna, and then Krishna bhuli se jiv anadi bahimukh. So it gives an idea of time, although it's just giving an idea because there is no time in the spiritual world. And once we start talking about the spiritual world, we start talking about things which are atintya, inexplicable. So anadi means since time immemorial. The jiva is inimical to Krishna, having forgotten Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, anadi means it's such a long time, it's practically from time immemorial. There's no beginning to it. That's how he explains it. And atev mayatare deya shangsharaduk. Therefore, we, having come to this position, we are given the miseries of material life by Maya. Similarly, in Prema Vivarta, Krishna Bahimukh Hoya, it's becoming inimical to Krishna, but Krishna Bahimukh Hoya Bhogavancha Kore. Then we desire material enjoyment and Nikartasta Maya Tare Japati Adari. Maya is just waiting to catch us, which she does. Catches us. So Srila Prabhupada said we fell from the spiritual world and also said that we didn't. Now, a seeming problem with this is that we find all the Vedanta acharyas, all the commentators on Vedanta, and it seems that all members of the Gaudiya Math say that we know we never fell from the spiritual world. It's a bit hard to understand why Gaudiya Math members say that when, at least in my readings of Srila Bhaktisthan Saraswati and to a lesser extent Bhaktivinod, we find the idea that we were in the spiritual world with Krishna. The very term back to Godhead gives the idea that we were with Krishna and we have to go back. There are various theories of why Srila Prabhupada seemingly said something different. Got it wrong? Some say that directly. Others, more politely, they say Prabhupada just said it as a preaching strategy that we fell from the spiritual world. But it's hard to understand why he, when he was asked about this, he particularly explained that we did fall and why he would have to say that. Maybe the idea is that, well, his followers wouldn't be able to accept it. But Srila Prabhupada said so many things which went against the grain of what the persons who were coming to him in the 1960s and 1970s might have considered correct. Some devotees left ISKCON because they feel that ISKCON's got it wrong on the jiva issue. Others harbor doubts about it. Officially, according to GBC law, ISKCON rejects the idea that we didn't fall from the spiritual world, we've been here forever, just there's no beginning whatsoever. And it even says in the GBC resolution that anyone who propagates this should be removed from ISKCON. But there are even leaders in ISKCON who uphold it and promote it, and no one says anything. And up to the present day, devotees come in contact with these ideas and think, hey, wait a minute, ISKCON's got it wrong, so-and-so has got it right, or the party line is wrong, and actually we never fell from the spiritual world. So Srila Prabhupada said that we did, but he also said that we didn't. And different acharyas give different angles on this. There are different ideas that we fell from the Brahmajyoti, or that we're in the Viraja River, and this and that. But Srila Prabhupada is a great acharya. He's not less than any previous acharya. When he was specifically asked about this, he explained it. So it's good to harmonize statements of falling and statements of not falling without rejecting either position. If we find apparent contradictions in Shastra, we should try to find out the harmonization without rejecting either. Similarly, in the statements of great acharyas, Srila Prabhupada harmonized both positions by explaining the whole phenomenon clearly when in 1972 in Australia, the idea started circulating among devotees that originally the living entities in this material world were situated in the Brahmajyoti. And this idea caused some disturbance. And others, having heard again and again from Srila Prabhupada that we were originally situated with Krishna, didn't accept it, or some doubt was caused. Of course, the very statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, jiva swarup hoy Krishna nitya das, our swarup, our constitutional position is as the eternal servant of Krishna, that should be considered. But when this disturbance arose in Australia and it was brought to Srila Prabhupada's attention, Srila Prabhupada responded to the various questions that were arising and gave many definitive answers. It appears in the Bhaktivedanta Veda base as a letter to Madhudvisha, who was a prominent leader in Australia at the time. So I'm going to read from that and paraphrase some of it. You can see it in the Veda base, 1972, letter to Madhudvisha, in which Srila Prabhupada states, we never had any occasion when we were separated from Krishna. And that immediately appears to be incorrect, because here we are in the material world, separated from Krishna. Let's listen on. Just like one man is dreaming and he forgets himself, in a dream he creates himself in different forms. Now I am the king. He creates himself in a certain situation, and he sees himself as a seer from a different situation, and a different subject matter of seeing, but the identity he had in the dream and everything he was doing in the dream and everything he saw in the dream disappears. But the person who was dreaming remains. Now he's in his original position. Of course, it's just an analogy because our original position is not in a material body. But the whole idea is that this material existence can be compared to a dream. A dream is temporary. It seems real, but it isn't real in the sense that it has no substantial reality. So in the same way, just like in a dream, we think it's real. So material existence is temporary and it seems to be substantial, but it's not in the ultimate sense real because it's not our present situation is not our constitutional position, and it changes. Srila Prabhupada went on to explain that our separation from Krishna is like that. We dream about this body. It's like a dream. I am this body, and I'm related with so many other things. First, the attachment comes to enjoy sense gratification. And Srila Prabhupada said, now this is controversial, or it would be if we don't accept Srila Prabhupada at face value. The idea is that in the spiritual world, which is all pure, how could we possibly fall? But Srila Prabhupada said in this letter that even when we're with Krishna, a desire for sense gratification is there, a dormant attitude for forgetting Krishna and creating an atmosphere for enjoying independently. And Srila Prabhupada gave the example, just like the beach at the edge of the sea. Sometimes the water covers it, sometimes there is dry sand. It's at the edge, sometimes covered, sometimes not covered. So our position is like that. The technical term, tatastha. We're neither in the position of being eternally liberated, nor are we in the situation where we are bound to be bound eternally. Sometimes we're covered by illusion, just like the sand at the beach is sometimes covered by water, sometimes not. Of course, the tatastha example is given, but it depends on our choice also. Several times Srila Prabhupada was asked about this. Well, how could we fall when we're in a completely pure situation? But Srila Prabhupada always gave the example that service to Krishna is voluntary. It's done out of love. If it's done by force, just like putting a gun to your head and say you do it, or if we're just programmed beings, then there's no love. There's no real pleasure. So the choice must be there, and choice means there's the possibility to misuse that choice also. And Srila Prabhupada said in this particular letter that we're discussing, as soon as we forget, immediately illusion is there. Just like as soon as we sleep, dreaming is there. It's a different state of consciousness. Wakefulness and dreaming is a different state of consciousness. Being in spiritual consciousness, remembering Krishna is one state of consciousness, and forgetting Krishna is another state of consciousness. Krishna bhuli, forgetting Krishna, sejiv and adi bahimukh. So here Srila Prabhupada makes it very clear that the jiva is originally with Krishna, but that even in association with Krishna, there is a dormant attitude for forgetting Krishna and creating an atmosphere for enjoying independently. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada describes our original state and our final state as being the same. It's not that we're, according to this, it's not that we are eternally separated from Krishna, and then we go to Krishna. We go from one state to another, but rather it's like a man dreaming, forgetting his waking identity, identifying with the situation in the dream. And when he wakes from that dream, he's once more in his original position. There are two states, the free state or the original state and the state covered by illusion. So the free state is with Krishna. Not that the original state is fallen. The original state is with Krishna, and the final state, when we go back to Godhead, is with Krishna. Continuing Srila Prabhupada's letter, we cannot say, therefore, that we are not with Krishna. We are now with Krishna. We're not away from Krishna. We can never be separate from Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains that as soon as we try to become the Lord, immediately we are covered by Maya. Formerly, we were with Krishna in his lila or sport, but this covering of Maya may be of very, 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 very long duration. Therefore, many creations are coming and going. Due to this long period of time, it is sometimes said that we are ever conditioned. So here Srila Prabhupada explains the terms Nityabhada, eternally conditioned, Anadi, from time immemorial. This is how our Acharya Srila Prabhupada explains it. Srila Prabhupada goes on to say, but his long duration of time becomes very insignificant when one actually comes to Krishna consciousness. Just like in a dream, we are thinking it's a very long time, but as soon as we awaken, we look at our watch and see it has been a moment only. We may have that experience sometimes. We fall asleep and we have a dream and it seems like we've been asleep for a long time and dreaming. The dream seems to go for a long time. But then we see we've only been asleep for 10 minutes or something. Srila Prabhupada gave the example in this letter. Just like with Krishna's friends, they were kept asleep for 1 year by Brahma, but when they woke up and Krishna returned before them, they considered that only a moment had passed. Important term, Srila Prabhupada said. Formerly we were with Krishna in his lila or sport. That's pretty definitive. Srila Prabhupada goes on to say, so this dreaming condition is called non-liberated life, and it's just like a dream. Although in this material calculation, it is a long, long period. As soon as we come to Krishna consciousness, this period is considered as a second. And Srila Prabhupada gave the example as Jai and Vijay. They were in the lila with Krishna, but for a little mistake, they had to fall down. They were given mukti merging into the Brahma Sayuja, the Brahma Jyoti, after being killed three times as demons. But Srila Prabhupada said that this Brahma Sayuja mukti is non-permanent. Every living entity wants pleasure, but Brahma Sayuja is minus pleasure. There is existence only, eternal existence only. Sat, there's the sat aspect, but not chit or ananda. So when they, in the Brahma Sayuja, do not find transcendental bliss, they fall down to make a compromise with material bliss. Srila Prabhupada gave the example of persons who are supposed to be liberated, sannyasis, and they come down and open, well, they come down from that position and they open hospitals and do material welfare work. They're not satisfied in their supposed spiritual situation. Srila Prabhupada said, even Lord Brahma is still material and wants to lord it over. He may come down to become a germ and again rise up to Krishna consciousness and go back home, back to Godhead. So when I say, yes, there is an eternal Leela with Krishna, seems that someone was challenging Prabhupada on this. When I say, yes, there is eternal Leela with Krishna, that is on the evidence of the Jai Vijay episode. Unless one develops full devotional service to Krishna, he goes up only to the Brahma Sayuja, but falls down. That's directly in Bhagavatam, that from the Brahma Sayuja Mukti, one can fall down. One does fall down by not recognizing Krishna. But after millions and millions of years of keeping oneself away from the Leela of the Lord, when one comes to Krishna consciousness, this period becomes insignificant, just like dreaming. So here Prabhupada directly compares the history of the souls in the material world with the history of Jayan Vijay. Again, he speaks of keeping oneself away from the Leela of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada stated, because he falls down from Brahma Sayuja, he thinks that may be his origin, but he does not remember that even before that he was with Krishna. So the conclusion is, whatever may be our past, let us come to Krishna consciousness and immediately join Krishna. Just like with a diseased man, it is a waste of time to try to find out how he has become diseased. Better to spend time curing the disease. Elsewhere, Srila Prabhupada said, just like a man fallen in the ocean, his immediate concern is how to get out of the ocean, how to save yourself from drowning, and not worry too much how he got in the ocean in the first place. And Prabhupada directly rejects the idea that the conditioned soul was originally in the Brahma Jyoti. You could say, originally I was in the Brahma Jyoti. In one sense, you could say that if you go back a long, long time. But then if you go back further still, we find that the Brahma Jyoti is not a permanent situation. So although Prabhupada says we shouldn't waste time too much wondering about our origin, he gives clear answers to the question. Prabhupada gave the example of why we shouldn't worry too much about the question by invoking Kakatalyanyai, a regular example given in Indian philosophy for the Vedic philosophical discussions, that there is a fruit, a tal fruit. Tal means palm, a palm fruit. So a crow went and landed on the tree, on that tree branch where the fruit is, and the fruit fell down just at the moment the crow landed. And two scholars were there, and one said, just see, the crow landed, and because of that, the fruit fell. And the other one said, no, it was just incidental. It would have fallen anyway. And they went on and on discussing. But how could you come to any conclusion? So Srila Prabhupada's giving the idea that these things are difficult to understand. And there may not be that much point in discussing it inside out, upside down, threadbare. Srila Prabhupada says, whether you were in the Brahma Sayuja or with Krishna in his Leela, at the moment you're in neither, so the best policy is to develop your Krishna consciousness and go there, never mind what is your origin. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that, well, see, Prabhupada said maybe we're in the Brahma Sayuja. Prabhupada doesn't discount that we could have come from the Brahma Sayuja, but he says our original position is with Krishna in his Leela. At the present moment, we are in Maya's clutches. Our only hope is to become Krishna conscious and go back home, back to Godhead. The real position is servant of Krishna, and servant of Krishna means in Krishna Leela. Directly or indirectly, always we are serving Krishna's Leela, even in a dream. Just like during the daytime, the sun is always there. The cloud may cover the sun, and we may not see the sun, and the whole atmosphere may become very gray and dim, but still the sunlight is there. We may or may not see it. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada gives the example, because I am a part and parcel of Krishna, I am always connected with Krishna. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Mamai vangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. The jivas are always connected with Krishna, permanently, eternally. Srila Prabhupada goes on to say, my finger, even though it may be diseased, remains part and parcel of my body. Therefore, we try to treat it and cure it because it is a part and parcel. So Krishna comes himself when we forget him or sends his representative. So Srila Prabhupada insists that the original position of the soul is with Krishna in his Leela. And he gives the possibility, yes, we could have come from the Brahma Jyoti. We could have risen up to that position by cultivating impersonalism and fallen from there. So, okay, that's acceptable. But that's not our original position. So in this way, if we say we fell from the Brahma Jyoti, or we're always in the material world, we can say that. But at the same time, Jivesvarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. We can't discount other statements from Srila Prabhupada that we were originally with Krishna in his spiritual abode. Srila Prabhupada repeatedly explains the same thing in this letter. Awakening or dreaming, I am the same man. As soon as I awaken and see myself, I see Krishna. Cause and effect are both Krishna. Just like cotton becomes thread and thread becomes cloth, still the original cause is cotton. Therefore, everything is Krishna in the ultimate sense. When we cannot contact Krishna personally, we contact his energies. There is no chance to be outside Krishna's Leela. But differences we see under different conditions. So we're still, in one sense, in Krishna's Leela, if we take creation of the material world as one kind of Leela of Krishna. We can't be separate from Krishna. Srila Prabhupada goes on to explain, just like in a pool of water and in a mirror, it's the same me that's reflected, but the reflection may appear to be different. One is shimmering and unsteady, and one is clear and fixed. Except for being in Krishna consciousness, we cannot see our actual position rightly. Therefore, the learned man sees all living entities as the same inasmuch as they are all parts and parcels of Krishna. Material existence is impersonal because my real personality is covered, but we should think that because I am now covered by this clay, I am diseased, and we should think that I must get to the business to get myself uncovered, not wonder how I got this way. The fruit is there, take it and enjoy. That is your first business. You see, the fruit has fallen down. Never mind how it fell. Let's take it and enjoy it. That's that's a good conclusion. Instead of wondering why we have fallen, take the opportunity to go back to Godhead. That's the main thing. Don't get caught up in discussing over and over again and doubting this way, that way, or trying to maintain one position very strongly or another. Both things can be true. We were with Krishna and we have eternally been here in material existence. In this letter, Srila Prabhupada addresses points that we were originally with Krishna in his Leela. We are not originally from the Brahma Jyoti. Our original relationship was with Krishna. Another idea, origin in the Viraja, the river separating the material and spiritual world. There's no mention of that, although that could be like Brahma Jyoti also. We are not eternally conditioned in the sense of being always in the material world and never, ever, ever having been with Krishna in the spiritual world. So Srila Prabhupada does say that no one falls from Vaikuntha. But he compares the state of the conditioned soul to a dreaming man who simply thinks he's gone somewhere else. We may think we've left Krishna Leela, but indirectly we're still in touch with Krishna. And even though our dreaming condition may be for a long, 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 long time, when we wake up, it's just like we checked out of Vaikuntha for a second. Now, Srila Prabhupada addressed this issue in a Srimad Bhagavatam lecture, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Text 1, which he gave in Tokyo on April the 20th, 1972, in which he elaborates on this position that he has established of us being simply like in a dreamlike condition in material existence. And he takes it directly from the statements of the Bhagavatam. The verse is, Sri Shuka Uvacha, Atma Mayam Rite Rajan Parasyanu Pavatmanaha. Sri Shuka Uvacha, Atma Mayam Rite Rajan Parasyanu Bhavatmanaha Naghate Tartha Sambandha Svapna Drashtur Ivanjasa. Sri Shukadev Goswami said, O King, unless one is influenced by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no meaning to the relationship of the pure soul in pure consciousness with the material body. It is just like the dreamer seeing his own body working. Srila Prabhupada had a disciple read out the purport, which begins like this. The question of Maharaj Parikshit is perfectly answered as to how a living entity began his material life, although he is apart from the material body and the mind. Srila Prabhupada interjected here. It is a very important question. Parikshit Maharaj inquired, many people inquire, how the living entity was with Krishna. How did he become fallen in this material world? This question is answered here. The living entity who was with Krishna became fallen down in contact with the material qualities. This is the answer. Here Prabhupada is directly raising one of the specific questions that comes up repeatedly in discussion of this topic among those who are very interested to discuss this topic. He insists that we were with Krishna in the spiritual world, but he accepts the objection or the question that can arise, why in such a situation could we leave Krishna? And Srila Prabhupada, building on the message of this verse, stated, it is simply the influence of the material energy. Actually, he has not fallen. So you see, that's consistent with what he said in his letter to the Australian devotees. Another example Srila Prabhupada gives of the moon covered with scattered clouds. You've seen that, Prabhupada says, you've seen, everyone has seen it. When the cloud passes, if you see clouds passing, apparently over the moon, it appears that the moon is moving, but it's not. It's an illusion, like Maya, it's an optical illusion. Similarly, the living entity is a spiritual spark of the Supreme who appears to have fallen, but has not fallen. He thinks, I am fallen. He identifies with his material existence. This is the way that the illusory energy of Krishna acts upon us when we forget Krishna. The illusory identification of ourself with the body is simply due to my forgetfulness. Again, I'm paraphrasing what Srila Prabhupada said. You can look it up yourself in the Vedabase if you want to see the original. We wanted to forget, Srila Prabhupada said. We wanted to give up Krishna, and we wanted to enjoy this material world. Therefore, Krishna is giving us this situation. And he gives it through the agency of the material energy. Krishna Bhuli Sejiv Anadi Bahirmukh Atev Mayatarideya Shangshar Duk Krishna Bahirmukh Hoya Bhogavan Chakare Nikartasta Mayatare Japatiya Dari. It's clear from the teachings of Chaitanya Charitamrita and Prem Vivarta. So here Srila Prabhupada explains how no one falls from Vaikuntha. We really do not fall. We think we are fallen. It is as if we are fallen. At the same time, we cannot say that there is no falling, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, the highest authority in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, says, "I nanda tanuja kinkarang patitang maang vishame bhavam budhau." O son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna, I'm your eternal servitor. But I have fallen. The word is there, patitam, fallen. It literally means fallen. I have fallen into this horrible material existence. Thus, nitya badha, that term is there, accepted the term is there, means eternally conditioned. Means we have forgotten our original situation with Krishna. Prabhupada says, we wanted to give up Krishna. It's inconceivable, but there it is. Prabhupada repeats these points throughout the lecture. I'll go on and read a few excerpts. Svapna drashtur ivanjasa. This literally means someone who sees something in a dream. Prabhupada gives the example. In a dream, someone sees a tiger. Ah, he's feeling so afraid. He's calling out in the dream, "Save me from the tiger." Another man hears him says, "Where is the tiger? Why are you crying? There's no tiger," but in the dream he actually feels, "I'm being chased by a tiger." Therefore, Srila Prabhupada says, the example is given, nagathetartha sambandha. There cannot be any meaning of the relationship, the perceived relationships that we have within this material world. There cannot be any meaning except the kind of meaning that someone in a dream ascribes to their situation. He creates the situation by his dream. He may say, well, dreams are arbitrary. Somewhat, but the kind of dreams we have are also given to us because of the thoughts we cultivated and the actions we perform. And that's true of our whole material existence. Actually, there is no cause of fear. There's no tiger. The situation is created by a dream. Similarly, we have created this material world and activity. You may say, well, Maya creates the material world and activity, doesn't it? But this is directly addressed by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Karya karna kartritve hetuv prakritir uchyate purusha sukadukhanam bhoktritve hetu ruchyate. Yes, Maya has created the situation of various bodies and various situations, various trees, planets, rivers, bodies. But the pleasure and suffering that we experience in material existence, we make it by our activities. We make our own situation. How could we fall from a perfect position? Srila Prabhupada explained that with our minute position, we have a choice to love Krishna or not. And then again, he quotes Narottam Das Thakur, Hoya Mayar Das Karinana Abhilash. When we become the servant, again, Hoya Mayar Das, as we become the servant of Maya, we have so many desires. Srila Prabhupada explained in this Tokyo lecture, people are identifying, I am the manager, I am the factory owner, I am this, I am that. I've got my politics, I have to defeat my competitors. Srila Prabhupada explains that all these things are created like Swapna Drashtur Ivanjasa, like a man in a dream creates his particular situation. That's all. That's all there is to it. So when someone asks you, Srila Prabhupada says, when has one become in contact with the material nature? Srila Prabhupada says, we're not in contact. By the influence of the external energy, we're influenced by the external energy, but we're not actually in any meaningful, permanent, eternal, substantial contact with the material nature. Just like in a dream, there's no contact with the tiger. Similarly, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Patitam, we are fallen, Prabhupada says, actually, we are not fallen, we cannot be fallen, but we have created a situation in which we are away from Krishna. And Prabhupada repeatedly in this lecture says, try to understand, try to understand. And toward the end of the talk, he says, read the books, go on reading, you'll understand. Prabhupada said, it is a very important point. We have simply created a situation, but we have not created a situation. Krishna has given us a situation because we wanted to imitate Krishna. So Krishna gives us an opportunity. All right, imitate. You want to be an imitation king on the stage, so you can feel like that. You can play like that. You can do like that. People will applaud. Oh, very good, very good. People will take us to be a king or a pauper or a dog or a cat or an ant. We all conjointly help to bolster each other's illusion. So it's a little different from a dream in that respect. It's a joint dream. But Srila Prabhupada again and again says, our contact with matter is just like a dream. First verse says, we are not in contact, but it says, well, I am in contact with matter, but Prabhupada says, it's just like a dream. Actually, we're not fallen. And because we are not fallen, Prabhupada says, at any moment we can revive our Krishna consciousness as soon as we understand, I have nothing to do with all of this. I'm simply Krishna's eternal servant. And immediately you become liberated. Just like maybe in a dream, absorbed in it, very fearful or enjoying, but as soon as we wake up, we're out of the dream. Sometimes the dream becomes so intolerable, Srila Prabhupada says, we just can't take it anymore and we just wake up. So the material energy gives so much suffering that's just to bring us to our senses. And then we wake up and think, oh, I should be with Krishna. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada said, we can break this material connection at any moment as soon as we come to the point of Krishna consciousness. Krishna is my eternal master. I am his eternal servant. That's all we have to understand. This is the way, again and again, Prabhupada says, we are not fallen, we cannot be fallen. He repeats, as Srila Prabhupada often did. Liberation, Srila Prabhupada said, can be attained within a second, provided we abide by the order of Krishna. Savadhaman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja. We are not fallen, we are thinking we are fallen. We have to give up this nonsense thinking, then we are liberated. Is there any difficulty to understand? Just see how important is this verse. Actually, we do find it difficult because we're in a dream. Someone from outside the dream is calling us. Sometimes in a dream, we hear someone calling and the calling intertwines with our dream, but then gradually, not so gradually, we just wake up and then we're, wait a minute, is the dream real or is what's going on? And then within a few seconds we adjust. Oh no, actually I was just dreaming. Jeev jago, gaura chanda bole, koto nidra, jao maya, pisha chira kole. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling the jivas who are sleeping on the lap of the witch called Maya, wake up, just understand that you are an eternal servant of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada calls this a very important verse, and again he says the same thing over and over again, and telling the devotees, just try to understand. It's not difficult to understand, but he's seeing that they are finding difficulty to understand. He's raising the questions that arise and answering them point by point. He clarifies that, yes, no one falls, but at the same time, in one sense, we fall. Then Srila Prabhupada has a devotee read the purport. Continuing the purport, the external energy is controlled by the Lord, and the living entities are controlled by the external energy by the will of the Lord. Therefore, although the living entity is purely conscious in his pure state, he is subordinate to the will of the Lord, being influenced by the external energy of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, also the same thing is confirmed, that the Lord is present within the heart of every living entity, and all consciousness and forgetfulness of the living entity are influenced by the Lord. At this point, Srila Prabhupada interjected and said, yes, people may say that, why Krishna within the heart gives one type of consciousness to one and another type of consciousness to another? Why is Krishna unfair? Why are some liberated and not liberated? Srila Prabhupada explains, because I wanted to forget Krishna. Krishna is giving the conscious, all right, you can forget me in this way. That is his kindness. That is another aspect of his kindness. Just like the Mayavadis and the so-called yogis and karmis, they wanted to forget. Krishna's giving them the intelligence. Okay, you forget me like this. Krishna inspires them within the heart to make so many different kinds of philosophies and religions. But Srila Prabhupada says, if you again want to revive your relationship, Krishna will give you the intelligence. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. Krishna will give the intelligence to those who want to come to him so they can come to him. Yeyata mang prapadyante. As you want, Krishna gives you the facility. Continuing the purport, the living entities are illusion by the will of the Lord because they wanted to become like him. As a person thinks of becoming a king without possessing the necessary qualifications, similarly, when the living entity desires to become the Lord himself, he is put in a condition of dreaming that he is a king. Therefore, the first sinful will of the living entity is to become the Lord, and the consequent will of the Lord is that the living entity forgets his actual life and thus dreams of the land of utopia where he may become one like the Lord. The child cries to have the moon from the mother, and the mother gives the child a mirror to satisfy the crying and disturbing child with the shadow of the moon. Similarly, the crying child of the Lord is given over to the shadow of the material world to lord it over as a karmi and to give this up in frustration to become one with the Lord. Both these stages are dreaming illusions only. So the idea of enjoying the material world and becoming with the Lord It's like a dream, an illusion. Continuing reading the purport, there is no necessity of tracing out the history when the living entity desired this, but the fact is that as soon as he desired such, he was put under the control of Atma Maya by the direction of the Lord. Therefore, the living entity in his material condition is dreaming falsely that this is mine and this is I, Ahammamati. The dream is that the conditioned soul thinks of his material body as I, or falsely thinks that he is the Lord and that everything in connection with the material body is mine. Thus, in a dream only, the misconception of I and mine persists life after life. This continues life after life as long as the living entity is not purely conscious of his identity as the subordinate part and parcel of the Lord. In his pure consciousness, however, there is no such misconceived dream. And in that pure conscious state, the living entity does not forget that he is never the Lord, but he is eternally the servitor of the Lord in transcendental love. Then a devotee asks that, well, Prabhupada, you were just saying that we are not fallen, and it's an illusion thinking that we are fallen, Prabhupada interjected. This is the same example. In a dream, I am not attacked by the tiger, but I am thinking the tiger is there. It is simply a dreaming condition. And the devotee asked, but so many Vaishnavas are praying. And Srila Prabhupada interjected, I guess he was going to say, so many Vaishnavas are praying to be delivered from material existence. But Prabhupada interjected, as soon as you understand all this material condition of life is simply dreaming, I am actually a servant of Krishna, then you are liberated. That is Krishna consciousness. If you stay in Krishna consciousness, I'm an eternal servant of Krishna, then you are liberated. Then the devotee, it's actually Trivikram Swami, says that the feeling we have that we are fallen, that we are very fallen, Prabhupada said, it's an illusion. Fallen means you have desires except the desire to serve Krishna. Therefore, the conclusion is, if you keep yourself tightly in Krishna's service, there is no question of falling down. There's no question of Maya. So in this lecture, Prabhupada is very clear. Our original position is in a direct personal relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world. But when we want to take Krishna's position, Krishna puts us into a dreaming state, or we desire to enter such a state. So Krishna puts us in that state. In the dreaming state, we forget our actual position, and thus we are free to act out our desire, foolish desire to be an enjoyer separate from Krishna, the supreme enjoyer. And this state of forgetfulness and dreaming is what is called being fallen from our position in the spiritual world. We are fallen, but it's like falling asleep. Prabhupada explains that in reality, we are not fallen, we are in a dreaming state. He says this is a very important point and repeatedly asks the devotees to carefully consider it. So this explanation that, yes, we are fallen, we say that, but in another sense, we're not really fallen. That perfectly harmonizes statements that no one falls from Vaikuntha. We do not fall, we simply forget our original relationship of service to Krishna. Eternally forgotten Krishna, yes, that's also stated. Nitya Bahimukh, eternally inimical to Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada says the first sinful will of the living entity is to become the Lord, and the consequent will of the Lord is that the living entity forgets his actual life and thus dreams of the land of utopia where he may become one with the Lord. So it's clear that the living entity is first situated in his actual life when he's properly using his free will. Then comes the first sinful will of the living entity to become the Lord, and at that point, Krishna arranges so that the living entity forgets his actual life. So our original position, according to this explanation by Acharya Srila Prabhupada, is that our original position is not eternally fallen beings or in the Brahma Jyoti or in the Viraja River. When we go to the spiritual world, we return back to Godhead, back to our original position with Krishna, which we have forgotten. It's a fallen condition to be. It's like amnesia. We're away from our proper position, but we simply have to wake up to our original position. Then the dream and the identity which we identify with in the dream will disappear. We'll find ourselves in our natural position like a person who is dreaming wakes up. Srila Prabhupada once gave the example that for a devotee, death is not something horrible. It's just like going to sleep and you wake up and then, oh, you see, oh, now I'm with Krishna. Even when we're sleeping, we're with Krishna, but we forget that. We have in the Bhagavatam also, Mukti hitvanyata rupam swarupena vyavastitihi. Real liberation means giving up all other kinds of supposed forms and being situated in our swarup, our eternal constitutional position. Jive swarup hoy Krishna nityadas, our eternal swarup, our own position, our real position as an eternal servant of Krishna. So harmonization is required. There are various statements. We can take Srila Prabhupada's harmonization. This discussion has many subtleties. It can go on and will go on forever, but this is how Srila Prabhupada resolved it. Good enough for me. I can go on with my pursuit of Krishna consciousness, and I would request others to also, and not be so much bewildered about whether that fruit fell because the crow landed or it's just a coincidence. We are fallen in the material existence, but that falling is like falling asleep. We simply have to wake up and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And by the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas and the Supreme Lord, go back to Godhead. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas chakripa sindubhya evacha. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.